You shifted out the order a little bit to make room for Steve to come and talk to us just for the snapshot this morning. Steve, come on up. Everybody, this is Steve. Steve has been on staff with our church for 14 years?
Yeah, about 14.
About 14 years. So kind of a long time. And for 12 of those, you were here.
In Boxford?
And well, you were here at NLCF. At this congregation. And about 2 years ago, you shifted over to New Life.
Yes.
I feel like I'm telling you that, but I feel like that's...
No, it's about 11 years.
Anyway, it's been a while, and I don't remember details. So anyway, but just a few weeks ago, I had the privilege of going over to the New Life service and being a part of ordaining Steve as an elder of our church. This is a cool, cool thing. So as an elder within NLCF and within New Life Christian Fellowship, we do not have senior pastors. And so there's one that, you know, that rules them all kind of a thing. This is more of a, if you're an elder, there's a one ring that rules them all. That got stuck in my head. It just didn't come out very well. It was bad. But, you know, whenever you're an elder in our church, you are equivalent with the other ones. And so he is going to be joining Joe and I to oversee our church and oversee this congregation as well. And so we just wanted to let him take the snapshot today to introduce himself for those as if that's how it's done anymore.
That's how
we're right. Yeah, that's right. So just to introduce himself for those you don't know him. And there you go.
Boom. Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon. I'm sorry. How are y'all? It is afternoon today. My name is Steve England, and I've been on staff a while. We'll just use that. And I'm really excited to be here this morning, and I know like the afternoon is almost wrapping up as far as the service goes. But I was just trying to think through like what to talk about. You know, there's like the history. You know, I went to Radford University. What's up? Go Highlanders. That's right. In the back room. That's where I met my wife. Her name is Amy, and we've been married almost 11 years now. It'll be 11 years in May. And we have two kids. I wish I had a picture to show you. I could pull up my phone, but you probably wouldn't see it. We have a 4-year-old named Evie and almost 2-year-old named Porter, and they are just hilarious and awesome and beautiful, and they're like the best-looking kids in the world. In case there's any argument out there, everybody else is wrong. So I was on staff at Radford for a while. At the time, many moons ago, New Life Christian Fellowship, we had a service there, and that's how I kind of got plugged in. Like many, maybe most of you, if not all of you, I got to college at Radford, and I was like, I want to get involved with the church. I should probably find a church. That's what good Christians do. And so I found this place called New Life Christian Fellowship, and I immediately just got plugged in, and I fell in love with it, and I felt like a call to kind of go into full-time ministry somewhere around my junior year. I was that statistic. Does anybody else fit this, where I changed my major 3 times? Is anybody? Yes? Before I... Only? Okay, that's fine. It's okay. You're still cool if you've changed your major 3 times. But it was kind of through all that process that I realized like God was calling me to do something different with my life than working residence halls, because that was kind of the path I was on, was to go into residential life. And kind of flash forwarding a lot, kind of the stuff that I do over at New Life, you may know this, with New Life Christian Fellowship, we're one church with 2 congregations. And so we have NLCF, you are it right now. And then there's New Life, and we meet in 130 Jackson on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And the reason why I had to come late, it was because I actually taught this morning over there. But there's something that, before I go, I wanted to encourage you with, and that is that you are in a very good place. I wasn't asked to come up here and teach or preach or any of that sort of stuff or any of that. But I just want to let you know, like, that this church, this congregation that you're a part of is good. You may not need me to tell you that, but sometimes it's just good to hear from a dude that's been around for a while that you might not actually know who he even existed. And the staff that you have here love you. They care for you. They have your best interest. They want to see you grow. and they just desire to see God move in your heart and in your life and to do amazing things on this campus and in this town. And the engaged group leaders, the huddle leaders, they same thing. Like, they just love you and care for you. And so I just want to encourage you all to continue to seek out the Lord. And there's a passage I wanted to read, because scripture is good. And as I'm reading this, if the band wants to come on, if the band wants to come on up, that'd be good. Because I'm going to read this as a prayer. And I'm going to read this. This is from Colossians. This is another letter from Paul. This is Colossians 3, verse 15. So let's kind of pray this. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Lord, you are good, you are wonderful, and we are thankful for who you are and this resurrection life that we can live because of Jesus. Amen.